is RSP in the Update, episode 127, for November 22nd, 2007. Proof of Life. Hey everyone, RSP and the Update 127.
Hey everyone, RSP.
Say again, Brad. Come, say again.
Hey everyone, RSP.
Everyone's like.
Yes, but Brad is here.
Hey everyone.
And Mike as well.
Hey.
Okay, so I don't know what Brad sounds like. He's got one of those voice boxes, you know, what they give those people.
Everyone has a voice box.
No, those are mechanical ones that they give those people.
He has one of those voice boxes. They're new out by Apple, released last month.
The ones that they give to the smokers. You know those ones? Yes, anyways. Okay, so Brad did the notes this week as I was on the floor for a few days.
We won't tell you why.
Anyways, Duel Arena changes and tournaments and changes.
It's completely shit.
Explain.
There you go. I just summarized the update.
Explain. I know you were testing before we started here, but explain to our dear listeners.
Well, it differs from the old one because you just sign up at the registrar, then you have to wait for an allotted amount of time, up to a maximum of 10 minutes, before you go into an arena with lots of other people. Then you kill each other. Then they stop for the round, assuming you didn't die. Stop for the next round, assuming you didn't die. And then, I think I'm just confusing everyone. Basically, it sucks. You can't duel for what you want anymore. The maximum you can duel for is 3K. 4K. 3K.
Well, it changes around.
Yeah,
the options are totally random.
You can't just say, I want to duel that person for a party hat or something like that.
So, I know it said that next week with the Grand Exchange, the values for party hats and whatnot will be determined by that. But the question I'm wondering is, in the meantime, so is the regular dueling the same as it was before?
No, you can't. I don't think you can duel with a difference more than 3K.
Oh, God.
Nope. So they've completely ruined it for all the people.
Well, that prevents scamming then.
How?
Well, say someone has a Santa hat, and person says, "Hey, I'll duel you. Put up your Santa hat. I need this for a video. I'll let you win." And they kill you and take the Santa hat. You know.
If you did that and you fell for that, then frankly, you deserve to lose the party hat because you're retarded.
Okay, let's be nice here. Let's be nice and civil and not use any bad words here that would offend any young people.
Nothing they've heard before.
Oh, boy. Anyways, so I assume you started swearing when you were, what, 5?
No, I didn't swear until I was about 11 or 12, but then it all started coming out at once.
Yeah, that's when you moved to Berlin and you got the old vibes from the Gestapo radiated onto you.
Gestapo radiation?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. That's so politically incorrect.
Why? Well, I don't get how that's politically incorrect.
Just sounds it. What do you think? Gestapo radiation.
Anyways,
also, I resent your implication that living in Berlin turned me into a Nazi.
Yes, that's right. Anyways, but we won't talk about that today.
Yeah, the war.
Yeah, select terrible, worlds terrible. To do this on. Duels are ranked now, I guess. Mike, what's your duel ranking?
1750 or something, I don't know.
I see. So how does that work?
Well, basically, each tournament has a like point value, and then somehow, based on your combat level and the people you fight, you either gain or lose ranks,
So if
according to ratio or something. I don't know how
interesting.
exactly it works.
This is vaguely like something they have in World of Warcraft. Vaguely, very
And
vaguely.
which
Well, it's
one's
just
better?
it's called the Arena in World of Warcraft, but unlike it isn't completely random, and you enter with teams of people you choose, and then you get a rating depending on whether you win or lose. The higher the rating, the better. Just reminded me of that.
Nope, moving on. 15 minutes per in a stake duel. Which makes
What?
sense.
Hmm?
Now a cap to the amount you can win in the 15 minutes, you know? Three
What is the
thousand
cap?
GP per minute. 3,000 GP per 15 minute you can win.
That sucks.
I know.
12K an hour.
Like,
Wow.
are they trying to make this for noobs?
Stupid question.
I think they are.
Wow, Shane. I think you're the first one to figure that out.
Anyways, we should
It's
move
so
on
people
to.
don't
We
it's so
should.
people don't moan when they're like, "Oh, I went into the arena and I, you know, staked 20 million and I lost because your game bugged or something." I'm just doing it to stop people whining.
Yeah, that's stupid. They shouldn't be doing that. But, in other news, various farming tree patches had accidentally been enlarged. Also, the
Oh, nobody
texturing on
cares.
diseased versions caused them to look quite odd. Both of these
Nobody
has been now
cares.
fixed. I actually went farming last night. It
Did you?
was like meeting an old friend.
And that was on the blog at Sheen.
No, it wasn't at shane.rsvmb.com. That's on my RuneWire.
All
RuneWire.com
right.
slash Shane. Yeah, pretty much everything RuneScape related goes there now.
And you just make
Teleport
nerdy
sound.
articles about coding languages on your blog.
Teleport sounds have been changed so that they're only heard by the spell's casters. Previously, these sounds caused some confusion as to what was going on in the player's surrounding area.
Somebody is teleporting away from you. You can see by the bloody the bloody blue circle that's getting smaller, you idiot. Oh my God, what's happening? What idiot, seriously.
Which is good because if you ever walked into like Camelot teleport area, you'd hear all these teleports going off. It's rather hypnotic.
I thought it was already on area sound,
It
though.
was. They moved it back to single sounds.
Yeah, but you could already hear yourself on single sounds, couldn't you?
No. It was just like the woodcutting thing.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not like that, if you go to the Fletching Guild, you hear all these people stringing and stuff. It actually sounds like music. Like someone's like playing like a stringed instrument. But anyways.
Not any music I listen to.
It does, really. Old Doc from the Land of the Goblins quest is now a little more helpful when you're further along the quest. He will continue to teleport you back to the temple if you bring him two law runes and some molten glass. I guess you couldn't get back there then, could you? Or how did you get back there before? I guess you had to use the potion or something and go through that cave, right?
Yeah.
Brad, did you enjoy that quest?
World quest.
The one
The
from the goblin one from last week?
Don't bloody remind me.
Okay. Number of objects made untradeable. Examples include Dougal leaves, Dougal sardines, sulfur, spinach rolls, polished buttons, and the Shantae Pass and Axe Flyer.
Again,
I've
if you
never.
fall for that sort of scam, you deserve to lose your money.
Yeah, see that. Yeah, I don't scam people, but really, if it's their own fault, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, don't just believe people saying that the items are rare.
Yeah, I got this pen here. I can say it's rare because it's been held by one of the RSBNB owners.
Wow. I'll buy it for
Okay.
2 gold pieces.
Okay, guaranteed content, full results. Brad, you left a very interesting note in the wiki about this, so please explain.
Well, the note or the actual poll?
The poll. What was update? Okay. What was the results for?
Okay. Now the first question, I have to stall for time as I load up the RuneScape site, because I'm not actually logging at the moment. I just have the questions, not the results. Stall, stall, stall. A few more seconds. Almost there.
So what did you have for dinner today, Brad?
Faggots.
What?
It's a British thing. It's a British thing.
You had faggots for dinner.
I've explained it to you before.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I have.
I don't know what they are.
Let me just... Faggot. Food. A faggot is a kind of meatball, a traditional dish in the UK, especially in the southwest of England, Wales, and the back country.
Oh.
It's like a big pork meatball.
Okay, anyway. Continue on with the poll.
Okay, let's see. The first question is... which from the holiday items you own is your favorite?
No. Guaranteed content results.
Oh, sorry. I was loading up the wrong thing. Why? That's why it took me so long. Okay. Let's just forget that. Okay, the guaranteed content poll. Party Pete and Cesar won.
I think that's pretty stupid.
I messed that up. God, you wouldn't believe I've been doing this for over a year, would you? Anyway.
Party Pete?
He doesn't need a graphical update.
How the hell are you going to make him look better?
I guess they could give him a birthday suit. Took Shane a while to get that.
No, I get it. I know what it is. I muted myself. Anyways,
sure
you did. Yeah, Brad, check your MSN, and Tazar? I don't know about that.
Those are one of the most recently released things out of all those.
I know. Shane. What the heck?
I voted...
Only you would Google that.
Okay, anyways, I think that the Seers should have been updated. They're basically just people in white robes.
Exactly. Make their robes, sway in the wind or something, you know? But, anyways... Yes, we're not too happy about what was graphically updated. Okay.
Okay.
Clip show, baby?
Can't breathe. Okay.
All right, let's go.
Okay. More on that later on the clip show. Next. Players Gallery number 14. Okay, what's your guys' favorites on this?
Wait a minute, is that RuneScape Action Man?
Which one?
The unofficial RuneScape action figure. What the hell?
Yeah, that's the that's a Ken doll or something.
Action Man looks like.
Do you have any Barbies?
No, I like the one of the dwarven miner mining the rune.
It looks like Mithril to me.
Could be. I don't really give a shit. If it's
maybe Blurite.
Blurite, yes, it does look like Blurite.
I like the Ranger one in the Carls and the Carls tights and the range cape.
Suppose the one of the pest control landers, okay.
Yeah, that's made with popsicle sticks. But take a look. This one's really good. This one, he's got the magic short bow, the dark bow, and it just looks really good, and his eyes are glowing and looks really mysterious.
With his tights. Pretty good.
That has to be my favorite. Mike, which one's yours?
Yeah, the Ranger.
Okay, good. Okay, is it guaranteed content? Or no. Player submitted poll is number 7. Brad, continue from where you left off.
Okay. I was lucky I don't have to stall for time because I have this open. Question number 1. Which from the holiday items you own is your favorite? The options are... And I'm not going to read all those options. I do not have a favorite holiday item that I own is the top answer.
27%.
I also don't believe that 6,000 people have party hats. No. Or that 5,000 people have Easter eggs.
You think there's really that many?
No, I said I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I believe they're liars.
I voted for my Santa hat. What would you vote, Brad?
I do not have a favorite holiday item that I am.
Mike?
Santa hat.
Exactly. Easter ring? Like, it just lets you turn into an egg. What the heck?
I would vote for my green pea hat if I still had it.
Yeah, he had a green pea hat.
I remember when he had that.
Question 2. What is the most important aspect of a weapon from free use? 43% say it's max hit.
I'd say speed, actually.
Really? So even if you got like a little popsicle stick, its speed is better than whether it can hit like a 10 or a 0?
Shut up, Shane. Don't be pedantic.
Mike, what do you say?
Either speed or difficulty of getting it.
I said max hit.
The ones with the max hit are the slowest, and like the anchor, that thing's a piece of shit.
But the point is, if you can go in with one huge bludgeoning device, take them out in 2 hits.
Well, the 2 hits will take a while. They could get in 4 or 5 hits in that time.
Yeah, but you have you're just taking a gamble, you know?
No, you're not. It's faster.
So? So you're saying...
You're taking a gamble with the powerful weapon.
Exactly. So, you're taking a gamble with the powerful weapon that the person who has the faster weapon won't hit as much. That's what you're doing.
No, you're twisting around.
Speaking of twisting things around, yesterday I was watching the House of Commons.
No,
and
no, Shane, no.
I'll just edit you guys both out. The Conservative Party used my saying of the more things change, the more they stay the same.
The Conservative Party of Canada is as messed up as you are.
No, I don't think so, Brad.
Vote Liberal. Vote Liberal.
No, you don't.
No, not Stefan Dion.
Can't even speak English. Question 3. What is the most damage you've done in one hit from Sweet Baby Zed?
I'd vote Celine Dion to be the Prime Minister of Canada.
Okay, what's your max hit, both of you?
101 plus.
Why is that even an option?
Maybe you can
see how many idiots.
No. Our max hits are all 101 plus because we did that quest. Remember that one underground by Varad?
Oh, yeah.
That was a crappy quest.
Yeah, I voted like 31 to 40. That's what
see,
I voted.
I was telling the truth.
Yes. Okay.
Whoever wrote out this next question is just messed up.
Yeah, you can read it then.
You are in a dark room and can make out a table with a number of weapons on it. You hear something growling behind you and turn to see Shane staring at you. Which weapon do you grab to protect yourself?
A block of cheese.
No.
My pet rock.
I would grab a cattle prod.
Okay, let's be realistic. It said there's a figure with some red eyes. So,
One that's like really a decent weapon on there is a silver light.
That's what I said too. That's what I said.
A block of cheese? That's not. Maybe it'll follow the block of cheese. Like you throw it and it'll go eat it.
Unless they're allergic to it, you could make them like swell up, you know.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Development diary, new skill summoning. I really like these development diaries, don't you guys? Because it gives you an insight into how they do things there, and what really makes them like seem like they're all like losing it, you know?
Not that much insight, though.
But it does give you an idea into like the planning. It said the next one is going to be about actually developing the skill, so I don't know. Like this is what they were alluding to, so I guess the person who sent in that audio question a few weeks ago was wrong, eh? About what they thought it would be. So,
what was the question?
They thought it was going to be weather.
Yeah, I'm so glad it's not going to be weather.
Oh, I would have liked that more.
But you get to summon animals. Wow.
And they were going to call it animal lore.
99 bestiality.
They were going to call it animal lore.
Bestiality is a better name.
And
no, so, it's not.
Yeah, Brad has some feelings on that based on.
I bet that one guy from the one guy from the other forum is going to get 99 in it first.
That's a little inside joke. Yes, Brad, we know. But anyways, looks as though halfway through 2004 they started developing Slayer, released it, and then as soon as they were done with that, they did farming, which didn't take too long. They started construction when farming was done, then Hunter after that, and then it's just rather interesting that summoning is taking the longest out of them all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Hopefully that means it'll be half decent.
Yeah. And it turns out that life rune was real.
Well, it wasn't released in the game.
Exactly.
People just found it like through hex editing or something.
Yeah. But, wow, that's nice. Now you can... Yeah, I won't... Now is a good time for a Star Trek reference, but I won't. But yeah.
Okay.
It's proof of life in summoning. Proof of life, which is excellent, because they say you'll be able to summon monsters for both combat and non-combat related tasks, so I don't know. What would you guys like to summon, ideally?
Mm-hmm.
Brad?
I have no idea.
Mike?
I don't know. Something. I can't think of anything realistic.
I read about something in the notes that says about a spirit wolf. Yeah, to summon a spirit wolf.
Hmm.
Well, no, I saw a post on the forum about it, actually. That's a complete rip-off of something you can do in World of Warcraft, so JX.
I'd summon a cow to clean my field.
That's interesting, I guess.
Yeah. I'd also summon things that could fly me around, like a big bird.
Like a giant eagle?
Yes. It just seems like it might be a fun skill, you know? But proof of life exists. If we can find life on RuneScape by magic, maybe we'll find life on Mars one day. Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates, and it says here that Brad is the best, which needs discussion for 10 to 20 minutes.
I agree.
But your Skype name says Brad is a stupid noob.
So?
Maybe you
Which
are.
Which one do you want to believe? The wiki or my Skype name?
The Skype name. But anyways, yeah, that's it for RuneScape updates this week. On to the questions. We'll get the first one to go to Brad.
Do you think we will win the multi-site Steel War 3? Best wishes, Werewolf Devil. No, we'll lose.
See, that's the thing with these things.
Yeah.
It's always based on the sheer amount of numbers, and, you know, we just don't have the numbers. You know, like, Zybez and RuneScape community, they always win because they have the most, and they got the clans backing them, so there's no way for anybody else to win until they're dealt with.
There's the Lions this year, and we'll probably still lose to them.
Yeah.
Except for RuneCrypt, they didn't sign, so they get to die first.
Fighting alongside RuneHQ. We used to be partners with them. Back in the olden days.
Must restrain self.
Oh, Tip.it changed to declined also.
Wow.
They used to say signed.
So who is signed up then?
Us, Sal's Realm, RuneHQ, and Rune Village.
Well, that's certainly a nice band of rebels there.
So we kill the people with red, green, and orange capes.
All right.
Just kill everybody.
What day is it? December the 8th, right? I'll probably go to that one.
Yeah, I can't. I go to test.
On a Saturday. Ah, yay.
I can't be bothered. Sorry, I was honest.
They don't do tests on Saturdays at the U of A.
Oh, they do at my school.
I know. I've always had one on a Saturday. This is the first term I don't.
So, this is the first time I've had one on a Saturday.
Anyways, yeah, so we're a bit pessimistic on this, but you know that everybody should just fight, and hope to win. Okay, from Zach, what time do you usually go to bed at? Me, probably around midnight or so on the weekdays. Weekends, considerably later. What about you guys?
Mike?
I go to bed at 1 or 2 on weekdays, and 5 or 6 on weekends.
Okay, Brad?
It depends, really. I mean, some nights I go to bed as early as 10 or 11. Some nights I'm up as late as 3. I'm severely regretting it in the morning.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else there.
Like what?
Nothing.
Freak.
I just sleep as long as I need to sleep, like. Depends,
but then you have
really.
To get up for things.
Yeah. Oh, well. I can get by on 6 hours if need be. But 7 or 8 is optimal. Okay.
I went on 4 hours for most of high school. 4 hours a night.
And came out pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, maybe it's time for Brad to go to bed soon.
Shut up. It's 10 to 10. You're yawning.
Okay. Mike, next one.
Have you ever taken Star Trek too far? Say, watching it for endless hours on end or something like that.
Not really.
That's from TJ Bart.
No, not really.
They take
yes,
Star
you
Trek
do.
Too far every week. On the show.
No, I don't.
You bring it into every conversation.
That's because it can be related to everything.
No, it can't.
No.
Yes, it can. Give me a topic and I'll relate it.
Nazism.
Well, there's multiple instances of Nazism, such as in each series they've had series where they went to time travel to the Second World War time period, and there's also been cases where they've seen sort of the equivalent of Nazism in alien cultures.
Okay, I've got one for you. You will not be able to relate Star Trek to this. Your mother. Relate Star Trek to your mother.
Well, there's each thing. Yeah, I can't do that one, but.
Yes, I win!
But. Yeah, because I don't think there was any series before this happened that phrase was coined, and I still have no idea what that means.
What?
That phrase, your mother. What does it mean?
It's a childish insult. I think kids say to each other, your mother.
Which means?
Nothing. Look, let's put it in Urban Dictionary and see what that says. Urban Dictionary always gives us answers.
What was the last thing I related Star Trek to, Mike, on MSN there?
I don't pay attention to that anymore.
Good boy.
Don't call him a boy.
I can look it up if necessary.
Yes, please do. Your mother, 172
See?
Up,
Listen,
9 down.
It doesn't have to make any sense at all and can be part of a phrase.
Okay. Well, Mike waits to look that up. The only time I watch lots of it is when they have the movie marathons on and whatnot, like on Christmas Day. Last Christmas Day, they showed all 10 feature full-length movies.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, before we started the show, you were going on about 1701 or something.
Oh, yeah,
right. Just before the show. What was 1701?
Register number of the USS Enterprise.
Yeah, but what were we talking about 1701 for?
Brad's combat plus his... Brad's 1600 plus his combat level.
Yeah, that was my rating, wasn't it?
Okay, so I don't think you need to look that up then.
Yeah.
Your mother.
That was from TJ Bartz. This one's directed to Shane and Brad, but... okay. When you were getting 99 farming, what did it feel like the week running up to it? I'm getting 99 fire making on Sunday, and I feel really excited and happy. Well, it didn't really sink in until about the night before I was going to get it that I was going to.
And then you couldn't sleep because you were so excited.
No. it just didn't really set in until the night before that it was going to happen. You know, it was just sort of surreal even after that.
It's just surreal. A game, Shane.
Well, the game is surreal.
Right.
I did a farming run last night. It was like meeting an old friend.
You said that, Shane.
Roomari.com/Shane. Oh, and Brad, why did you call Shane a nub? He's only human, and like all humans, he forgets things.
Because you are a nub.
But I forgot to post it, seriously.
You just posted like... You don't post question topics like that. You just said, give us your questions. You have to put the FAQ in. And then. Anyway, I just saw it as a chance to insult you.
You're like a friggin' Tellarite.
What?
Is that Star Trek 2?
Yes.
See, there's another example, TJ.
Another example.
Okay, and...
Brad, why are you a friend of Shane, or are you? That's from Jan 833. No, I hate Shane.
Of course we're friends.
I hate Shane.
Of course we're friends, right?
I have a picture of his RuneScape character on my dartboard that I just chucked outside every day.
Is it the one in the skirt?
No. Okay. I don't have that picture. It's probably on my blog. God damn my nose.
Zedbybrad.com.
He advertised my blog for me. Anyway.
That's a Tellarite.
Oh, for God. I don't care.
Anyways. That was from Jan.
Oh, fuck you.
Mike, next question, please.
What's the most amount of money you've had? How did you make it? And what did you end up spending it on? Regards and such, Davo338.
Is this RuneScape or real life?
RuneScape.
I'm assuming okay. RuneScape.
Well, yes. you read the question, so you first.
The most, that would probably be $25 million when I sold my Green Pea Hut. And I spent it on 2 sets of racks.
Shh.
And we didn't get any returns from... those 2 sets of racks.
But we're still in the plus. We're still in the plus zone, right?
Yeah, if you don't count how much the Green Pea Hat went up in value.
Okay. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, that was spent on a little KQ venture thing.
The stuff I know about a year ago.
Yeah. How many chains was that? 2?
No, we only got 1 out of 450-something kills.
Yeah, there you go.
Although I had an inkling slightly sooner because they were buying sharks off me.
And you never asked what they were for.
I didn't care. I just wanted the money.
Okay, so...
that's what a good businessman does.
What's the most amount of money you guys have had?
You sell the weapons even though you don't know what they're going to be used for.
Shane, just shut up now.
But is that going to relate to Star Trek too? Like the
no.
Okay.
Brad, money.
Probably. Let me see. I don't know. I've never had that much money in RuneScape. I probably had about like 5 or 6 million or something, and I usually ended up spending it on skills, raising skills.
I had about 42 million during the height of Project Green to buy seeds, so that's where that all went. I cashed in on some rares, let's say. Let's leave it at that. And I haven't looked at the price of them since then. No, it's from Davo, 338. Brad, this one's for you.
Okay. If the woman you loved and your computer were dangling over a cliff and you could only save one, which one would you save and why? Love the Shane. Love the Shane? Yes, we all love the Shane. Anyway, love the show, Shane Go Party, from Schwa. I'm sorry, but this is a completely no-brainer choice. The computer, of course. No, I mean, even
the
if
computer's
it was,
replaceable.
Exactly, that's what I was going to say.
But what if it has the files for curing cancer on it about the...
Yeah, right.
You know?
What if you have backups?
What if you don't back up?
Well...
So, Shade, are you honestly saying if it became between choosing a woman or a computer, you would choose the computer?
No, I'd choose the other thing, but if the computer had important stuff on it, like a cure for cancer, that could make
Shane, you shouldn't
that.
Even have to think about it. It shouldn't be like, does the computer have important stuff on it? It should be save Kay. The girl's life.
Shane, there's a good chance that you could recover the data anyways.
I guess. Depends on what it's going to fall into, though.
But do you really want to be with a girl who has a messed up face? From the fall, that is. Not from, you know, domestic abuse.
Okay, you guys are right. Just right now, it would be a no-brainer because I don't have a girlfriend, you know? That's how it
yeah,
works.
Yeah, but this is assuming that it is. It's not saying do if you have. It's assuming. It's making assumptions.
If the woman you loved.
Oh.
If.
Yeah, then that'd be a no-brainer then, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, it depends if you love the woman or the computer more.
And that was from Schwa. Okay, thank you. Mike, this one's for you.
How many more RSBNB years will be banned from the carelessness and stupidity of Jagex? Yes, me too. That's from Keaton.
So I'm assuming he got banned?
I guess so. I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know about that either. Wow, well, let us know what it was for next week, or send me a PM or something. But, that's too bad. Is it temporary, permanent? I don't know. It's just... Jagex bans for the stupidest things, you know? And they
yeah,
mean
like,
for the...
Like Warren was banned for... it's just a joke.
Yeah.
No more RSBNBs will get banned because we flushed out the source of the problem.
Brad dealt with him.
What?
You dealt with him.
Yeah, he
took him out back.
His body's in some ditch in rural England.
That's why we hired Brad to handle the dirty work.
To commit murder.
No, not that.
Just dirty work.
Yes.
Murder.
No, Brad's
murder.
Never hurt anyone. He wouldn't even hurt a fly.
Yeah, I would. I hurt a fly today. It landed on my counter and I smashed it with my hand.
Really? I don't
no,
touch
I
flies like that. I always grab like
the other week.
Shoe or something.
Shoe. Throw it at the fly.
The last fly that came
it's
down
on
here,
your counter?
I used my textbook to smash. I'm not going to risk what kind of disease the fly is carrying.
Oh, yeah. Paranoid.
Anyways, no more RSBNBs will get banned, hopefully, so... I don't know. Just watch your mouth, that's all I have to say, because apparently they're always watching. Okay. This next one's a little odd. Shane, if you could go to Brad's house and attempt to make him let you have a sleepover with him, can he?
That's so wrong. No, Shane couldn't. No, Shane needs to stay out of my house.
Would I be allowed to come visit, though?
No.
I wouldn't even be allowed to come visit?
Because you talk about Star Trek. I couldn't risk that.
Does your dad like Star Trek?
Nope.
God.
God. Do your parents like Star Trek?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I forgot the whole thing about your dad, like, letting you watch it on his knee. That sort of indoctrination is worse than religion. You were indoctrinated with Star Trek.
Okay. So, yes or no?
No.
But I'd be allowed to come visit?
No.
God.
I'd come out the front with a shotgun and go, get off my property.
I'd let you come visit.
Yeah, well, that's so you could, like, talk to me about Star Trek.
Jeez, don't be like that.
Yeah, you would.
Okay, last question's for you, Brad.
Do you like pie? Also, what is your favorite type of pie? I like apple.
3.14159 something something something.
Shut up. So, what type do you hate? I hate cherry. Sorta 24. I don't really like pie. No, I don't.
Why?
Because pie doesn't taste very nice.
I like pumpkin pie. I like pretty much any pie, as long as it's homemade. Or not
like
those crappy
apple.
Ones. Not those crappy ones you get from Safeway, you know? But, yeah. I don't know, cherry, pumpkin, anything.
Never been a fan of patisserie.
Of what?
Pastry food.
Oh. Okay. I thought you said something else. Like, anyways, that was from Sorted 24. On to some tech news. Not much tech news this time of year. Firefox Beta 3? Firefox 3 Beta 1, available for download. Brad?
I've downloaded it.
And what do you think?
Seems faster to me.
What about what Jeff found at his blog? Using 761 megabytes of RAM.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I've not actually noted how much RAM it's using for me at the moment, so let's see. No, I can't be bothered to try now.
Just hit the Control-Alt-Delete. Over the process tab.
I don't have the better one open.
Okay. But.
Okay.
Sources say it's faster and better, but based on what Jeff found, I don't know.
It's only using 180K for me.
Oh, well, that's kind of lots still. If it's a beta and it's not exactly. I just don't know. Like, it's just
it's
the beta version.
One.
I know, but on the Mac, it doesn't even have the right kind of user interface.
That's because Mac sucks.
No, it doesn't. For the record,
I don't trust betas.
Yeah, I don't.
Especially
either.
Especially PHP BB betas.
Oh God.
They're past beta and they're changing stuff. Still lots. Changing lots.
Yeah. For instance, right now my Safari is using 190 megabytes. So
Safari sucks.
It works.
So does Firefox.
Yeah, but Firefox, it's just really crappy on the Mac. Using Opera, you know? Like, I refuse to use that.
Why?
I just don't like it. It's too many features.
Too many features.
Yes. It's so complex to configure.
Not really.
Firefox can be as minimalistic as you want, like Safari. And I actually like that about Safari. That's just so easy to configure.
It is easy to configure Opera.
No, it's not. It took forever for me to figure out how to make it like Firefox.
I think it's harder to configure Firefox because you have to install extensions for stuff that you want.
In the past, I've only used two extensions, Delicious and Measure It.
Last time I used Firefox, I had quite a bit of extensions.
Well, that's probably why it was causing problems.
I used Page Addict. That's quite fun. It tells me how long I've spent on certain pages.
Really?
Apparently, I spent 29 minutes on forums.rsbnb.com.
What about other sites?
21 minutes on Wikipedia. 15 minutes on forums.wireurope. 10 minutes on WireWiki. 9 minutes on Dig. 7 minutes in my Hotmail account. 6 minutes on a Halo 3 site.
Okay, so nothing bad then.
116 seconds on www.runescape.com. I spent 66 seconds on MQ's blog, 28 seconds on Jeff's blog, 26 seconds on my own blog.
What about mine?
Let's see, 19 seconds on Creepy's blog, 14 seconds on Chain to Art's PMB.
Okay, so if you're interested in Firefox, take a look at this. We got the link, but as always with beta software, be careful. Be careful. You never know what it could do, and there might be changes coming down the pipe that could affect you, so just be careful. That's it for tech news this week. I know I didn't put any of you guys to sleep, which is good, so it's for enthusiasts, yes, okay. Brad.
I don't mind which one I have. Do you want to see the first one?
Yes, please.
Okay. Right. Remember how you saw that wonderful mithril armor you wanted? Remember how someone gave you 3,000 coins and you were really happy? Remember the telegraph file you always wanted? The good old days. Now RuneScape is nothing but terrible. I walk to Lumbridge and see, can I have free stuff? I got hacked. Need a BF. At. Noob, my main's level 199. The updates are terrible too. Remember when there was no PC? It was so much better. Remember when we had the old dueling arena? Remember the old Lumbridge, Varrock, and Salador? As the years moved on, RuneScape has become more unpleasant. With warning things... What are warning things? The ditch...
Signs!
The game is,
warning signs!
I know, but this retard can't smell. With warning things, the ditch, etc. The game was meant for people 13 plus and was meant to be fun. NPCs saying, protect your account. It makes it feel like it's not a gamer I can enjoy. It breaks the MMORPG feeling. I walk to Varrock. I see scammers, advertisers, and spammers. The rant simplified. RuneScape is being crushed by many terrible updates and people joining. These people aren't just the normal people. These people are 10-year-olds who came from Miniclip. Solution, remove RuneScape from Miniclip and make a poll of your updates so that it won't hurt players. We want the good old RuneScape MMORPG feeling back. I do agree that they're ruining the game and that 12-year-olds from Miniclip helped ruin it.
I personally think the Miniclip deal was one of the worst things they ever did from a game point standpoint, but it was probably one of the best things they did according to a business standpoint. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, Jerry, it's a fact. Yeah. Money before.
What would you have done?
Taking the money. Screw what the users think. I think it's really ironic that these people are ranting about...
That's bad.
These people are ranting at how shit the game is and how they don't like it, but they're still playing it, so who cares?
I'd take it to what the users are thinking, because that's how things work nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, no, maybe so. I think so. How would you like it if we plastered the entire front page of RSBNB with ads?
I don't care. I go straight to the forums.
Yeah, no one visits the main site.
See,
we gotta... I don't know.
Don't click on the ads. Click on the thing that says support RuneScape Bits and Bytes with the gold bar and the coins floating around. You can sign up for a nice little subscription. Or a one-time donation. Brad,
you get
wanna
a
go on a subscription?
Name. Shut up, I already gave you money.
Okay. But yeah, I think we all agree that that did kind of get ruined with Miniclip, right? And various other things. Yeah. I don't know. Anything else on this one? Yes. Going once. Going twice. Gone. Okay. And the next one's for me then. Jagex, why is it every time I appeal for my main being permuted, I always get the same message? We have conclusive proof that you were actually in control of your account at the time of the offense. Blah, blah, blah. I didn't even say I wasn't in control of my account. Also, I got permuted and 11.4 black marks on this one. A ridiculous reason. I sung a song. I know one of the words, which is something you sniff. Was bad.
Coke.
I didn't find it offensive. I also got from 8.9 to 11.4 black marks by singing Blame Canada by South Park. Didn't know that was offensive. But maybe it's called having a laugh. I think
Blame
you need to
Canada.
Consider your appeals more.
Blame Canada.
And give people more last chances.
It isn't even a real country anyway.
You know I can edit you out, right?
Blame Canada. Blame Canada.
You'd have 11.4 black marks now.
It isn't even a real country anyway.
Yes, yes, yes. But I don't know. What do you guys think here? I put this one in because it kind of relates to Warren's situation, you know?
And a few other people's on
yeah.
the forums.
What they really need is one of those reporting. Remember that day when the report system was screwed up and anybody who appealed got unbanned? These people need one of those days where you just appeal and it gets unbanned. But I just think they are, like, what's wrong with something you sniff? It could be sniffing roses, you know?
Cocaine.
But you could be sniffing the roses. No?
He's probably referring that he actually said cocaine.
Oh. Yeah, well then that's...
If you say cocaine, you deserve to be muted, frankly.
You could say coke. Like the drink.
Who would snort Coca-Cola?
But it's the same thing, you know? It's an abbreviation.
Yeah, but if you're saying in the context of snorting, nobody snorts Coca-Cola.
You sniffed it. Like, you could just take a look at what it smells like from your cup. You know?
Yawn.
Okay. Is there anything else on this one? Or am I just rambling?
You're just rambling as usual.
Okay. Well, Mike, anything?
No.
Okay, then. Last one's for you.
Oh, I get the longest one.
That's as long as that was.
Okay. Okay, as I was tallying, I noticed something about the quest points. People enjoy having their skills ranked, right? Well, so do I, but there's one problem. There's no way to tell how many quest points someone has without asking them. And most likely, in my case, the person lies. And they can get away with it, too, because there's no real way to check how many real quest points they actually have. Well, I have a solution. When you pull up the high scores and see that long list on skills, you can kick on the left side of the screen. Jagex, you should put quests up there also. And have it the same way as the skills and have only the top 1 million ranked. This would be a good idea because people wouldn't be able to lie about their quest points because they actually didn't do the work. And it would make those... the house... Okay. People that have taken the time to accurately get that meanie quest points to be awarded for their achievements. This person can't spell... Now there's a problem with this that you are probably thinking that I left out. How are you going to rank the tons of people that already have the cape? Well, I was thinking that you could sort them by alphabet. That is the most obvious way to do it. But I have another idea, which would be even greater, but I'm not sure how Jagex would be able to do this, is sort them by the time it took them to do all the quests. Or who beat all the quests and down. You could also take... all of the people already beat all the quests and alphabetize them, and when you make the update, then you start counting from then on. Well, it's just a suggestion. I would enjoy feedback on how you feel about this. Thanks for reading.
That person's a fucking retard. Sorry, I just said what we were all thinking. I mean, seriously, what a gay... Nobody cares.
I do! It makes our job easier on the site. It's one less thing for us to store and worry about.
Well, it'd be nice to have them on the user page, but ranking them is just stupid because there's like not much discrepancy of what everyone's quest points are.
Yeah.
Top million, all 249.
Yeah, but it would be good to have them, right?
I don't know.
But no rank associated with them. So...
Yeah, because you can't rank that with... Yeah.
Also, another page would be a list of all the quests and how many people that have done them. But that might also be hard, so...
Jagex doesn't like releasing stats.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've said before. The closed-up, pre-Web 1.0 company that'll be their own downfall in the coming years.
Like, why can't they tell us how much we played online?
They'd say it's a security risk, and it could go to... God, yeah, right.
Even you can find that out in WoW. You just need to open up the chat box and / played, and it says how long you've played. Total time played, and time played this level.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, like, how is this a security risk? Because who keeps track of how much time they've played? It's not like someone's going to use that to recover their account.
Yeah, I know. They're just so, like, uptight. It's like they got the chain around their neck, you know?
They're assholes.
Anyways, I got some good news. With the latest...
Well, we're done with the show.
No, with the latest Skype update, my CPU usage is real now. Before, it used to show -1% on one of my cores, and now it's utilizing both my cores at both roughly around 28 to 32%.
Now my life is complete.
I know, I just love these cores, you know? But anyways, yeah, that's it for rants. On to the other things now. The November events are going to be kind of late. They are going to be kind of late, and they'll be on December 1st and 2nd. And we're not sure which one will be when, but we know for members we will have a Kalphite Queen using the loot share system, and hide and seek in some city for the free-to-play people. So that's what we're going to have for these events. It did take kind of a while for some reason to get underway, but that's that. Multi-site Steel Wars.
Christmas ones right away, too.
Yeah, we're still discussing that inside of our organization, but they're coming. Skill of the Month update. 15.5 million XP gain, 5.4 by the top person. That should be ending, and we should be getting our new skill within another 2 days or so. Multi-site Steel War. We talked about this earlier. Be sure to fight with RSBNB, and that is on December 8th.
And we wear black cape.
Oh, that's good. That's our site color, isn't it?
Yeah,
black
I
and
guess
blue.
So.
Black and orange.
Black and orange.
Yes. Anything else before we wrap this one up?
9.
Okay. For that said, this has been RSBNB Update 127 with Bradler and
Mike.
Okay. Just remember, go to rsbnb.com and click that little gold bar button and get on a nice little subscription.
Shut up, Shane.
Yeah, we do actually need money for paying for the site.
Yes.
Ads aren't covering it anymore.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast.
Yes, that's a way of looking at it. If you enjoy listening to the podcast, coming to the site, click on that, talk to your elders, maybe get them to use their PayPal account, one-time donation, or if you're feeling generous, a subscription.
But don't feel obligated.
That's right. That's why it's called the donation.
But give us
okay.
No, really, don't.
Okay.
No, do. Give us money, you bastard. No, that's fine.
Thank you. See you next week, everyone. Goodbye.
Anyways, bye.
Bye-bye. Give us money!